from originating station VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. What sits above flood waters, but not far away from bushfires, and serves hundreds of square kilometres for users? What is it that depends on a group of volunteers to keep running, and yet can be just as damaged as if it were submerged by muddy waters? What I'm thinking of is the local amateur radio repeater. Last week the news didn't go out again in my local area via the 2-metre repeater. My HF was down and I'm too far away to receive the UHF CB broadcast. Thank heavens for the text edition. It's now some weeks since the last of local flooding, but going by what I see on television, roads remain damaged and homes remain unrepaired. This repeater seems low in priority, but when it suffers distress and becomes inaccessible to many signals and distorts its audio output, it highlights the conundrum, the dilemma of keeping it on air, for when it is usable, or adhering to the standards imposed in the old CDs. For volunteers, short in time and needed in other areas, what is the answer? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. I'm Roger, VK4BNQ from the Gympie Communications and Electronics Group. In the northern Gympie region, tune in to the news at 9am on 146.8 MHz and to the south on 146.85 MHz.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. Club activity has been focused on the Harry Angel Sprint with old rivals Charlie, VK4YZ, and Kev, VK4UH, set to battle it out again this year. However, the word around the club is that there's a dark horse in the club, a first-timer, who said that he'd give the more experienced competitors a run for their money. I wonder who it is. The club hosted a very successful microwave test and tune-up day last month, and many thanks to Peter, VK4EA, for his work in setting up the club. Club members report there was standing room only inside the club for the whole day, with over 30 people from around the southeast area of Brisbane attending. Well, that's it for this week. It's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe Club, and it's back to Graham, VK4BB, in the WIA News Centre.
Well, thanks, Ray. We got most of your news there, I think, before Murphy jumped in on you there. Okay, well, apart from the Townsville gang and Gavin, who week after week after week send us some written news that we use from time to time in the national news, no other clubbers appears to be active in the VK4 area. So with that, we'll say 73 from Q News. I'm Graham, VK4BB.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.